Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. Southern trees bear a strange fruit.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit.
Blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
And blood at the root.
Those are the opening lines of one of the most iconic, hard-hitting, and racially charged songs of all time, Strange Fruit. Unforgettable and mesmerizing, it's a protest song against lynching, and it's as powerful today as the day it was written. It was Billie Holiday who established its place in history. The words and music are by an American teacher, songwriter, and poet, Abel Maripol. He wrote the poem Strange Fruit in 1937. His inspiration was a 1930 photograph of the victims of a double hanging in Indiana. Maripol was born in the Bronx. He was the son of Russian Jewish immigrants. He was a member of the Communist Party and performed the song himself at protest rallies and venues around New York City. It was even performed by the Black jazz singer Laura Duncan at Madison Square Garden. Jazz singer Billie Holiday discovered the song in 1939. She was performing at a club in Greenwich Village called Cafe Society. At Cafe Society, whites and blacks were treated equally, something very rare at the time in the U.S. Holiday was just 23 years old when she performed her version of Strange Fruit in that club. Abel Maripol was there that night and said she gave a startling, most dramatic and effective interpretation which could jolt an audience out of its complacency anywhere. This was exactly what I wanted the song to do and why I wrote it. It wasn't long before it became Holiday's closing number at all of her performances at Cafe Society. Picture this. The waiters stop serving. The lights are dimmed and Billie Holiday sings with just a spotlight on her face. You could hear a pin drop.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit.
Soon after that first performance, Holiday recorded Strange Fruit. It became the best-selling record of her career. And yet, when she performed that song live, Holiday still had to endure racist hecklers and walkouts. Some radio stations blacklisted it, and concert promoters urged her not to sing the song for fear of alienating some patrons. But Strange Fruit was eventually named Song of the Century by Time magazine and is included in the National Recording Registry. It still speaks to us about racial violence in our present times. And Billie Holiday's recording still has power to shock and maybe, hopefully, spark social change. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to technical director Josh Savageau and assistance from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.
Cry.